Welcome to episode 1 of Teenage Contradiction, a true introspection in the life of a 17-year-old high school teenager. Today's program features the music stylings of Azure Ray. December 4th, 2005. Get the fuck out of my room! So, today began like any other day, cursing my mother out to leave me be in my slumber. I do not care if I spent months inside your room, you do not even try and wake a teenager up. Around 11, I came to and groggily crawled out of my bed. This is day 9 of my imprisonment. Grounded. A few days of not being able to go out seems equivalent to being a war prisoner, and oh, would I have my revenge. I come home and she expects a hug. I walk in my room, not even glimpsing at her. She comes home and expects a warm welcome. I continue to watch television like nothing happened. She calls my name and she expects me to come to her beckon. I let her voice drown into the music. I knew it was only a matter of hours before she would be reversing her punishment in exchange for some humanly contact. At 2 o'clock, she walks into my room and says, I can go out after next weekend, which is exam weekend anyway. Fuck your Harvard degree. Fuck your athletic scholarship. Fuck your creativity, wit, charm. The only skill you need to get by these days is manipulation. Who needs to do work when you can get others to do it for you? Who needs to worry about getting into trouble when you can cajole authority out of it? Who needs to save money when you can get money bags to pay for it? She may not seem like it, but Anna Nicole Smith is the smartest woman alive. He may not seem like it, but O.J. Simpson is the smartest man alive. You think I have mercy? You think I have a soul? You are wrong. Round 3, my mother calls me to pick up her fur coat from the store for benefit in exchange for negating $5 that she was to deduct from my allowance for iTunes. I don't give a fuck, it's $5, I said. She pleaded that she was not feeling well. $5 is nothing. Maybe if I got my iPod back, I would. No, she was firm about her decision, but she still tried to wheedle me into her chores. I don't know, the car ride would sure seem long without my iPod. No. I was surprised. She held on to her decision. Going back and forth like this, I could tell what the outcome would be. No deal, and I hung up. I don't give a fuck if I use your house week after week as a place of vice, drinking, smoking, fucking. I don't give a fuck if I stole your expensive liquor. I don't give a fuck because I don't need to give a fuck. I am a senior in high school and this is my time to live, and I do not have time to be stuck at home. I will not forgive you. At 5:26, I left for work. At 5:30, I was at work. At 5:33, I was late for work. Another night of ungreasing steaks, making subs, sweeping floors, cleaning toilets. Welcome to minimum wage. Excuse me. Welcome to $5.50 an hour. Yes, that's right, I got a raise. My hard work of taking money from fat people in exchange for sandwiches has been noticed. Tomorrow, I work from 5:30 to 8. I think I'm going to call in sick. I love my work ethics. In fact, I love my ethics in general. No morals, no heart, no class. Goodbye. If you have any questions about today's episode or topic you would like me to address, please call 1-206-984-3234. Once again, that is 206-984-3234.